The new federal education law puts pressure on states and local districts to do something about schools that aren't showing improvement. New York City is already trying to turn around low-performing schools, and one of the main strategies there is to break up large industrial-sized schools into smaller learning communities. From member station WNYC, Beth Fertig reports on the growing belief in education that big isn't always better.
On the fourth floor of South Bronx High School, ninth graders are studying U.S. history by writing their own Declaration of Independence, starting with things they'd like to change.
Lunch. What do you mean?
We can go outside.
So you could come up with, like, your rights to, like, a nice place to eat lunch? You can come
Humanities teacher Alfredo Matthews says he wanted his pupils to get more involved in their coursework.
This document is a couple hundred years old, and they might not see the relevance. So by bringing it to their lives and giving them a sense of history and a sense of ownership, then hopefully they'll understand the history more and we'll move forward.
This corridor of South Bronx High declared its own independence in September when three smaller schools opened within the building. This one is called Mott Haven Village Preparatory School. Down the hall, there's another one devoted to urban history, and a third is called the Academy for Careers in Sports. South Bronx High is a building with about 1,000 students that's been failing for years. Only 21% of its students were meeting state standards in English after 4 years. Anna Torres Maldonado, the principal of Mott Haven Prep, believes her program can help students who fell through the cracks. Already, she says, she and her teachers have a much more personal connection to their students.
I know all their names. I know most of their family members, you know, the ones that I've met, that is. It goes beyond just a curriculum.
Mott Haven Prep has 82 ninth graders, but like the other schools, will eventually have more than 300 students in grades 9 through 12. As these boutique programs expand, they'll eventually replace the old South Bronx High. New York City has created hundreds of small schools over the past decade, not all of them high schools. Several studies have found these small schools send more students to college and have higher graduation rates, even if their test scores aren't always much better. At Mott Haven Prep, the average daily attendance rate is 93%, about 10 points higher than the citywide average for high schools. Some students gripe about the dress code. They can only wear black and white, no jeans. But 15-year-old Jason Torres is enjoying the change from his old middle school.
The school is way better. The teachers teach better. They find a way to relate to the kids in a way that they'll learn it fun, faster, and be able to understand and get good grades. I went from an 80 average, now to a 93 average.
New York is planning to create dozens of small schools like these over the next few years with a $30 million grant from several major foundations. The grant is being administered by New Visions for Public Schools, a nonprofit that opened many small schools of its own in the 1990s. Robert Hughes is the group's president.
When we designed the project, we looked across the country for successful examples of whole school transformation. And there are very few successful models of taking a large school, by that I mean 15 to 2,500 students, where kids are learning at very low levels and are either dropping out or not graduating, and transforming it whole cloth. What we did find was there was an emerging record of using small schools as a means of transforming those schools.
Grants for similar transformations are being given to cities around the country, including Houston, San Diego, and Providence. And the federal government is also helping districts create small schools. But neighborhood high schools are beloved local institutions. In New York, some students and parents think the city should invest more money into them instead of carving them up. In Brooklyn, Bushwick High School is one of the lowest performing schools in the city. Yet, many people here don't want their school divided. 20-year-old Jalissa Gonzalez attended Bushwick High and recently started a committee that surveyed the students. She says they want more resources.
They feel a sense of loyalty to Bushwick High School. They don't want to have to transfer to any other schools. But at the same time, the majority of the students who I've spoken to agree that changes need to be made.
But the comprehensive high school was designed for another era, when fewer students were expected to go on to college. Now that the standards have changed, reformers say the big schools can't always provide the individual attention needed to make sure all students succeed. As New York and other cities begin transforming their high schools, there's tremendous pressure to prove these small schools are the answer. Otherwise, communities with failing schools could wind up with three or four smaller problems instead of one big one. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.